lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The beginning of the 18th juz of the Quran Kareem starts with the surah called Al-Mu'minun, the believers. In the previous surah, indication was made of how Almighty Allah inspires selected servants of Almighty Allah. In the last page, Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusula wa min an-nas. That Almighty Allah selects this word Safiyun. Many a time a girl's name is Safiya. Safiyun means something chosen. When something gets chosen, then even if it has no quality within it, Almighty Allah creates the qualities. To get a man selected, as comes in the ahadith, the hadith of Qudsi, when man moves towards Almighty Allah, Allah comes very fast to him. When man runs towards Almighty Allah, or he makes big steps, Almighty Allah then takes him. At the end of the last surah, Almighty Allah showed that what action there is for man to do, which will make him the selected of Almighty Allah. After which, help and aid from Almighty Allah, the sifat that were found in the Anbiya alayhim as-salam of the past, Almighty Allah will make part of those sifat pour into him, and he will make him stand in the era as unique. The ayah was, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, irka'u, wasjudu, wa'budu rabbakum. O people of iman, ruku and sajda, meaning salah, worship your Rabb, waf'alu al-khayr, do all good actions, la'allakum tuflihun. The beginning of the surah Al-Mu'minun, Almighty Allah speaks about that falah. Falah means open success. We speak about success in the year after, success in the grave. We understood the difference between a man successful when the announcement will be made in the heavens after his death, my servant has been fruitful, or my servant has passed. When the angel will ask the questions and man will give the answers, which will bring a call from the heavens, that open up for my servant his window towards paradise, bring for him a bed from paradise. That is open success. There we will see it. And according to that level of success, man will enjoy. But for the one who is not successful, he will see it. In this world, when a man writes an exam, at the end of the exam, the report will either show yes or no. Many a time before getting the report, a person who passed, he already feels happy, and the other person is already feeling sad. The asarat, the effects of success and failure start in this world already. Although you can't see it with the eye, but the mind, the heart understands what is going through. In the year after, you will see every level of success. In this world, however, because it was meant to be a world of exam, it could not be that success in this world means no sickness, no difficulty. Rather, the opposite was shown. The closer to Almighty Allah, the tests are greater. So what was the level of success? What does success mean in this world? Ulama have written, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote, that in this world, al-falah, complete success means that whatever difficulty is brought in front, whatever test comes in front, Almighty Allah aids His servant. He blesses him with those qualities which makes him go past the exam. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Everyone wants to pass. Everyone wants to pass with flying colors. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ has that wordy meaning. Passed, not only just passed. He has passed with flying colors. الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the people of Iman. However, to be regarded as a person of Iman, الْمُؤْمِن, the believer, to make yourself get the certificate of complete success, to pull within a person all those sifat, the divine aid, the divine help from Almighty Allah, to make one amongst those who Allah Ta'ala selects, there are certain qualities that are demanded. In the next few verses, Almighty Allah mentions those qualities and then ends, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, that these are the real inheritors, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. They have inherited Jannah, not only Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. It is a system of Almighty Allah, that what has been kept for man in the year after, the window of it as it opens in the grave and he sees it, and he enjoys the winds of Jannah. He looks towards his Jannah. So it's the winds of his Jannah. In a similar manner, a window also opens in this world. A man who got Jannah in that world according to that level, he enjoys the breeze of that Jannah in this world. A man who has got Jannatul Firdaus in that world, he will enjoy in this world the breeze of Jannatul Firdaus. He will never see depression. He will never see a heart that cannot manage the difficulties. His heart will always be happy. He's getting the breeze of Jannatul Firdaus. But many qualities are mentioned. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes that however the first quality and the last quality is what we look at. It seems that these two qualities, which is one quality, will bring everything else which is mentioned in between. This quality is the quality which was mentioned on the previous page, which is called the quality of Salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ and وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. It got to do with Salah. But someone will say, but everyone performs Salah, or many perform Salah. But we find many who are performing Salah also in depression. They are also not managing the difficulties of the times. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala did not only mention those who perform Salah. Two qualities were asked. One is khushu in the Salah. And one is muhafaza, to look after the times of Salah. But it is one action. If a person can get this one action right, he will pull daily towards him the aid of Almighty Allah. Sifat will enter in his heart. Whatever was mentioned in between, anil lagwi mu'ridun, he will find himself losing interest in things that have no benefit, which are futile. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, he will find his desire to spend for Almighty Allah and to do all those actions which purify his wealth, his life, his house, his business. That becomes his nature. He's always looking at how he can become more pure. His food, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, and his mind is always on the protection of his chastity. He doesn't take that step forward which can put a scar, which can put a spot even on his chastity. Forget the action of zina. When we say hifazat of the furuj, that not only has the farj, the private part, gone into haram, when man makes protection of his wealth, the enemy doesn't even see that wealth. They do not even have a hope of getting that wealth. That is called the protection of the private part. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Trust, he will never break a trust. He will never break a promise. Two qualities. One quality was needed, however. The quality of Salah. Khushu in Salah. The minimum level of khushu in Salah is that the body in Salah is controlled. What was asked, where the body must move to keep it in that spot. When you say Allahu Akbar, where the hand had to reach, when the hand is gripped, one hand holds the other hand, as though saying you are not going anywhere now. You want to itch, but I am holding you. In the ruku it grabs. In the sajda the fingers close. The eye is under control. The feet are under control. The barakah of this year is, if that body is kept under control in the salah, it will pull from Almighty Allah such nur and barakat that it will keep it under control out of salah. Now that eye will be controlled, that hand will be controlled, the feet face the qibla in salah. Out of the salah, Allah will make it walk towards Almighty Allah, towards its qibla. Khushu, the second one, is of the inside, the heart. The minimum level, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes, is that when thoughts come into the heart, man does not become happy and entertain it. He tries to ignore the thought and keep himself focused. It is like when you are driving and then your mind wants to go somewhere else, but you keep yourself on the road. If man tries to keep himself focused, tries to keep, the barakah of his so much anwar will enter his heart that out of the salah, he will find himself focused towards Almighty Allah. He will not find himself interested anymore in things of futility. Allah grant us all tawfiq. And the other was, when the times of the salah come, muhafaza of the times, he looks after it very well. He always worries about the time of salah, to perform my salah when my Allah wanted. The barakah of this, when salah will enter, it will bring everything into a person. May Allah make us all from the people of a proper salah. The next surah is called Surah An-Nur. The beginning of Surah An-Nur was going to be from the sifat that Almighty Allah was going to mention, which is the sifat of the believers, Al-Mu'minun. The one sifat that was going to be spoken about the most, where a few lines were going to be devoted, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. It had to be with regarding to the protection of chastity. Allah Tabarakallah says, those who protect their private parts, they only use it where Almighty Allah has allowed. There will be nothing wrong there. If they choose any other place to use their private part, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Indeed, they have gone beyond the boundaries set by Almighty Allah. The next surah is known as Surah An-Nur. In the surah, special mention was made of this, a fitna which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. He said, for every nation there's a fitna. One fitna for this ummah was maal, wealth. The other one was an-nisa, woman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an-nisa habailu shaytan, the trap of the devil. We are living in that era. Perhaps we are seeing the trap in such a manner that no one ever saw it before. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned two groups from the people of Jahannam. I have not seen them, but they are coming. The one group he spoke about, which we see all around us, he said, those women who will be wearing clothing in their mind, they will be completely naked. Ma'ilatun mumilatun. They themselves will be inclined to all filthy and evil actions. Mumilat. They will be pulling the eyes of the world, pulling the eyes of everyone towards their bodies. Who would have understood, how do you get a woman wearing clothing, but she is completely naked, pulling everyone towards her? We found an error. No one ever thought that the filthiest of actions will one day be portrayed to the entire world to look at. Normally, if someone knows someone saw me in such a condition, they will feel ashamed. They will never manage to walk out of their house. The world was going to change so much that the filthiest of action would be showed, displayed to the whole world. And that individual, woman and man, would then walk around proud in the world. In Surah An-Nur, Almighty Allah makes special mention of the action of adultery. Amazing is Quran, amazing is Sharia. Almighty Allah shouts the adulteress, shouts the adulterer, الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي. A woman and a man who made zina, فَاجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا. Lash the two of them, 100 lashes. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Let mercy not grab you, and you say, let's give them one more chance. Almighty Allah says, no. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Let the remaining believers see what they are being punished. But amazing Sharia is, Almighty Allah, in what a manner He rebuked, He criticized, He shouted. The rest of the surah, however, was not about shouting the person who made adultery, but rather was laying down the principles to ensure that adultery does not take place. In the world when laws are made, the law is made to make men do evil. And then another law is made to punish men for doing the evil. They also have a law in the world, rape is not allowed. But everything that they have created pushes men towards raping. Sharia was the complete opposite. It was to establish every principle to make sure the action does not happen, so that the need of the punishment never ever comes. Almighty Allah mentioned so many principles to keep people away from the action of zina. The crux of all these principles is that do not walk towards the door. Let the eye not fall on something which is not supposed to fall. Before entering the house, make sure you knock. Let your eye not fall, although your intention was not. Many a person knows the hadith that the first nazar is forgiven. Being forgiven by Almighty Allah never meant, however, that it will not leave its athar, it will not leave its trace. When the eye will fall, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention, جُعِلَ الْإِسْتِعْذَانِ لِأَجْلِ النَّظْرِ. Almighty Allah made the command that before entering a place you ask for permission. He said, لِأَجْلِ الْبَصَرِ, for the reason that the eye must not fall on something which it's not supposed to see. It's when this eye falls, even mistakenly, the mistaken gaze is forgiven by Almighty Allah, but the athar will be there. One gaze will bring another gaze. One gaze will bring another thought. One thought will develop into thought. The thought will create movement of the finger. Movement of the finger will create a movement of the tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the eye makes zina. The body makes zina. Wal farju yusaddiqu. In the ending, the private part, it just stamps on that day. Or it finally cancels it and the man says, I can't do it. But it starts from the beginning. The principles that were laid out were to stop that thing happening. The eye was told, the man and the woman, that do not let your eye fall where it's not supposed to fall. Man was told how to enter into the house. Women were told how to leave the house. When the need come, how to ensure that their body is covered, how to make sure no part of their beauty is ever exposed. No part of their beauty means the skin, it means the voice, it means even the sound of their jewelry. No door must be open so that the action of zina can take place. And then as the surah has the name, An-Nur, Allah Tabarakallah speaks about them, that action or that gift which is divine from Almighty Allah, where man allows himself to stand in that nur, he will find Almighty Allah will turn him away. As we mentioned at the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. That person will be blessed with a huge amount of chastity, of modesty, of protection from zina, and the dawa'i, those things that invite to zina. Which person? The one who drowns himself, immerses himself in the nur, in the light that comes from Almighty Allah. The surah is known as Surah An-Nur. Almighty Allah speaks about this light. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. It is Almighty Allah who is the light of the heavens and the earth. Mufassirin write that everything is moving because of the zat of Almighty Allah, because of the permission of Almighty Allah, because of the light that Almighty Allah sends out. If that light is pulled back, everything that you see moving will be just destroyed. It will just blow up. It will not manage to move one inch. Everything goes according to the permission of Allah, with the aid of Almighty Allah. When the physical world moves, all with the light of Almighty Allah, then it was only natural that the spiritual world will also move, only with the light of Almighty Allah. However, the nature of this light is, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. How the light of the sun, you see it everywhere. Almighty Allah explains that this light is different. It is like a lantern which has been placed in a niche, in a crevice in the wall. When you put that lantern in, you will find that the light does not go everywhere. It is called focused light. You have to stand in front of the light and you will really enjoy it. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. This lantern or this candle, this flame, it is in a glass covering. Glass covering means, if someone stands in front of this lantern or this flame and he wants to blow it, no matter how much he blows, it will be said to him, there's a glass in front. No matter how much you blow, this thing is not going out. The deen of Almighty Allah, the Quran, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak ta'ala explained, it is that nur, that no matter how much they try to blow it, that flame is still going to burn. There is that glass covering in front, but that glass covering is so unique that when man looks at it, الزُّجَاجَةُ كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبٌ دُرِّيُّ. It is such a beautiful covering, it seems like itself is a shining star. You can't see it as it's covering the light, rather itself is giving out more light. يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about that light, but the main thing is to stand in front of that light. وَيَهَدِ اللَّهِ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah says, He allows those people to come and benefit from His light who He wants. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَ اسْمُهُ. Where that light will be given out. If Allah Tabarak Tala had said, in the masajid, then today the world would have cried. In kindness Almighty Allah mentioned in houses, in those houses where Almighty Allah gave permission that His name can be taken high. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is a favor of Almighty Allah on this ummah. In the previous times, man could only worship Almighty Allah, especially for the ibadah of salah, in those places that were established for the salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for this ummah, Allah tabarak ta'ala has made, ju'ila al-ardu masjadan wa tahur, that the entire masjid, world has been made for this ummah, a masjid, a place of sajda. Normally it would have been, the man had to come to the masjid, and women would find this nur of Almighty Allah meeting them in the houses. Just like how in Jannah man will go to the market, he will make ziyarat of Almighty Allah in the market. When he will come home and speak to his family about meeting with Almighty Allah, the woman will say, and Almighty Allah came to meet us. In this world it was like that. Man would go to the masjid, and Allah tabarak ta'ala's nur will find the woman when she stands on the musalla. We, however, are living in such a time at the moment for this period, that the masjid, we are not being allowed, for whatever reason, Allah Tabarakallah forgive us all and bring us back to the masjid. But the kindness of Almighty Allah in this verse, where He mentioned that the nur of Allah will find people, fi buyutin, in houses. Masjid wasn't mentioned. In houses in which Allah gave permission, that the name of Allah can be taken. It was the kindness of Almighty Allah, that despite the actions we do in our house, I sleep in the house, we eat in the house. A person would have said, how can you worship your Allah in the same house? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kindness of Allah, He allowed us to make any place in the earth a place for His sajda. Our room can become now a baytun in which the special nur of Almighty Allah falls. Man must just say, Allahu Akbar, and he will find himself drawing the light of Almighty Allah. When that light will move towards him, it will turn his heart away from things that are futile, la ya'ni, do not benefit. It will turn his heart away from zina. It will bring amanat and fulfilling promises back in a man's life. It will give him the certificate of al-mu'min. When man gets the certificate of the believer, he will get the benefit of qad aflaha. Indeed, he has found full success. May Allah tabarakala allow us to live in the nur of Almighty Allah, to die in that nur. Through that nur, Allah tabarakala bless us with every quality of greatness that He blessed the people of the past. Allah tabarakala grant us the highest levels of success. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.